That's kind of a new name for it, ain't it?
What'd you call it, the barn lot?
I don't believe we did a long time ago. Did we, Pearl?
Well, might call it a lot, I don't know.
I guess that'd be about what it is, I reckon.
What sort of fences did you have here in the early days?
Had rails.
Just put together like that?
Yeah, there's one that be a panel, a rail panel, but they crossed up here at the end, there'd just be one on top of it, and be about six rails high or something.
Uh-huh. And did you do anything to make them higher?
Well, it called some of them staking rider rail fence, but I guess when they're staking rider, they'd have a rail stuck up here on each side of them to keep them maybe from falling down or something.
Uh-huh. But like that?
Yeah.
And then put the rider through the
there? Yeah, well, as I can remember, that's...
Get a few extra feet free to keep the horses in, huh?
Well, I've seen them put up about six rails high, and then they'd put that staking rider there, and then be about 2 foot of space in there, and then it'd be a rail laying up here on top of that, you see.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of waste a lot of them horse lots that built, you see.
Uh-huh. You got 2 feet there that they don't have to put logs in.
Yeah.
What came after the rail fence? What did you get next?
Well, I guess that barbed wire come in then.
What did you hook that to?
You mean the barbed wire?
Yeah, trees or?
No, it'd have what you call corner pole.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to set a deep post in the ground, and then you'd take a brace to fork it. A log had a fork on it, heavy, and put it up there like that against that corner post, and then you'd have a dead man back here behind it.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be in the ground too, and this brace in, and come back down here and hit the ground.
Uh-huh.
That'd be what you call a corner.
Uh-huh. You have one of these on each side of your corner post?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You see, it'd take one corner post, and then it'd take two braces, and two of them dead men there for one corner, cause you'd corner to come here. You'd stretch this wire going back down here, and then you'd go back this way. You'd have to have another brace and another dead man. But you could use one corner post for the two places.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, what did you hook your wire to then? You put it on the corner post, and
Oh, you mean to stretch it with?
No. Did you have other posts?
Oh, yeah. You'd have to have posts about 12 or 15 foot apart all the way up and down your fence.
Uh-huh. And what did you use to hook the wire to the post?
Do you mean to stretch it up with?
No, did you wire it onto the post or?
Oh, when you got it stretched up?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to tie it around that corner post.
Uh-huh. How about on the other posts?
Well, you'd run your stretch back here on this other line of fence. You'd come up here to your corner and tie this wire then around your corner.
Uh-huh. And just, would you hook it on your posts in between the corner or just leave it loose?
No, you'd have to go clean up to that corner post and tie it.
Uh-huh.
I could go out there and show you.
Did you use those little pieces of steel to hammer in and hook the wire on the post?
Oh, you'd have to use a hammer and staples.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, you have to use staples.
Uh-huh. And you just drove them in, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of posts did you use? Bodar?
Yeah, Bodar.
Did they spit those staples back out at you?